from week one of the high school football season. It was a battle of number one versus number two as Pella took on Dallas Center Grimes. Trevor Castle and Randy Sikkema had the call on 92.1 KRLS.
Goes back to Pollock, and he cuts it back from left to right. He lost the football. Beanbag is out. Ball is out, and it's DCG ball.
Yep, we just talked him up, but DCG is very strong out there, especially that middle linebacker. Stripped the ball out of his hand.
And a play-action fake. Mace under pressure. Quick pass. Wide open. Caught! Touchdown, Pella. Reese Thorson. A 12-yard grab.
Final score, Dallas Center Grimes 30, Pella 6. Knoxville traveled to Fairfield to open the 2020 season and found the setting a bit tough. As heard on 95.3 KNIA.
Kiefer in the pistol. Takes a snap. He will roll out to the far side, throws, he gets hit, and it is caught by Dakota Ramsey at the Knoxville 47-yard line on the far side of the field. That ball hung up there for a long time, and Dakota put it away, and it'll be first and 10, Knoxville.
All right, here we go, fourth and one from the Fairfield 1-yard line, and Knoxville going to go for it. Here is Noah Kiefer. He will give it to Cox, and he's got a hole, turns in, touchdown Knoxville, and the Panthers score for the first time tonight. Final score, Fairfield 15, Knoxville 7. Pella Christian went to Urbandale to battle Des Moines Christian. It was a wild affair with Andrew Schneider and J.D. Bohr on KNIAKRLS.com.
Jack Marinsky hands it off. Boonder will spin past a couple of tacklers, and he's in! 6 for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian. What a nifty move right at the goal line. The hole closed JD, so he spun to his left and found the extra yard he needed. Kak Marinsky steps up, heaves it to the end zone, jump ball. That pass is caught!
Oh my!
A 50-50 ball, and on the ground, it's Eric Mulder. 6 for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian. A 25-yard prayer is answered.
Final score, Des Moines Christian 29, Pella Christian 24. PCM hosted Jasper County neighbor Newton. It was all Mustangs as they ran over the Cardinals as Colton Emsweiler and Jeff Lindsay called to action on KNIAKRLS.com.
A fumble and then a touchdown is the ruling. A fumble by the Newton Cardinals, recovered by the PCM defense. Referee in the white hat, he is signaling a touchdown. That is a 6-0 lead for PCM with 7:48 to go in the first quarter. PAT incoming. So first down now from the 33-yard line. Handoff to Anderson up the middle. Oh, he's in the clear. He is in the clear. One man. No, he will not get there. Touchdown, Mustangs. PCM, Aiden Anderson, a hat trick here in the first half, his third of the game. First two coming off the left side, this one right up the middle, 32 yards, touchdown Mustangs, Jeff.
Final score, PCM 44, Newton 18. Indianola had a tough opener with longtime power Dowling Catholic. Andrew Swadner and Rick Wilson brought the action on 94.3 KNIA.
Kolarik is back to receive the punt. A high snap, a drop snap, and he's going to be tackled back at the 15-yard line. Huge play coming in for the Indians
Jackson
defense.
Morawski.
And Jackson Morawski is going to find the big play, and Indianola's inside the McCoy True Value red zone. Big formation coming in. Kolarik gets the direct snap, just pushes forward, tries to leap over. Did he get into the end zone? Yes, he does. Kill Kolarik. Scores touchdown number one, touchdown Indianola.
Final score, Dowling Catholic 25, Indianola 14. Norwalk was welcomed into the KNIA KRLS coverage with the Warcat game against Warren County rival Carlisle. John Mulwinkle and Chris Larson had the call on KNIAKRLS.com.
Fake the handoff. Dunn is going to air this one out over the middle of the field. He's got a man in his hole at the 45-yard line. Jacob Imhoff in space, and he's in for the touchdown, Carlisle. Out to his left, looks to throw, squares his feet, fires it deep to the end zone. Carlson holds it in for the Norwalk touchdown.
There we go.
37 yards.
Final score, Carlisle 45, Norwalk 14. Those were our top-tier highlights of week one of the high school football season.